Guess who's on the phone line? Idris! Good morning, man.
Wait, we're on with Idris Elba. I gotta go put my clothes back on.
Put your clothes back on.
I thought you were coming in.
Put your clothes
on. Where are my
panties? Oh, my God.
I thought he was coming in.
No, he's not. He's on the phone.
I got undressed for nothing.
No. Keep your clothes off. It's cool.
Oh, gosh.
Idris, how you doing, man?
I'm very good. Thank you, Russ. How are you? How are you guys?
Just fine, man. I went and saw No Good Deed last night, man. I got to tell you, you were vicious in that joint, man. I mean, your acting was, as always, it was superb. And, I mean, you sold that character, man. But this movie, the number one movie in the country.
Big.
You got to be happy about
that. Yeah, isn't that? I know, man. It's funny. I saw it yesterday as well, man. I took some friends. We went to a cinema in Atlanta and, you know, sat in the back and watched it. And, my character's kind of creepy, I have to say.
Yes, it was creepy. But you know what, man? It was beautifully shot. And, you know, the unassuming personality that you had. It didn't take long for you to get there with this character, which was really cool. But at the same time, right, man, it was an entertaining movie. But after a while, man, you getting your ass whooped so much in that movie. It was like, okay, at some point he's going to give up. Hey, working with
Taraji. Let me just tell you, there was no stunt guy in that. You know, Taraji insisted that it was me.
How was it working with Taraji? Was that a good look for you?
Yeah, no, it was amazing. We've been fans of each other for a long time, and you know, she's just one of these people you just want to work with. Hold on one second, I just want to kiss my daughter.
Aww.
Oh, that was a nice setup, wasn't it?
That's so sweet.
I beg your pardon.
It's okay.
Okay, so yeah, Taraji and I were, you know, just fans of each other, and I just wanted to work with her, and she, you know, she brought so much, professionality. Right. She brought her A-game to the film, and, you know, it was a very different style of film for her and me, you know, being a very sort of dramatic, mm-hmm. you know, there's no jokes. This film is very, very dark.
Yeah.
And you know, for both of us, it was a bit of a challenge to get that and make it realistic and keep mm-hmm. the characters relatable,
right,
grounded and all of that. And she was just great, you know. It was a really good person to work with.
Well, you know, I was sitting next to my wife when you took your shirt off. Mm-hmm. She punched mm-hmm. me in the arm and said, "Damn, his body's like yours."
No, she didn't.
No, she did.
No, she did not. No, she
said,
did not.
Russ, you look just like Idris.
No, she did. Now, that's a lie. Let me ask you something, Idris. So you went and saw the movie in Atlanta. Are you surprised, like, to see people's, like, reactions? You're sitting in the back of the theater. Did anybody know you were there, that it was you?
No. No one knew I was there. But there's a moment in the film at the end. I don't want to spoil it for the listeners. But let's just say I frightened the doo-doo out of my friends.
Well, let me just say this. Don't give it away because it's got a nice little twist at the end. But
yeah,
women were applauding at the end. And I want to save that, too, for everybody.
Oh.
Because, you know, and then I heard this lady when we were coming out of the theater. Me and my wife were walking out, and she said, "Man, he finer than a mother."
Yeah, well, was that your wife? Yeah, was that your wife saying that?
No, she better not in front of me. But you know what, man? You got that sex appeal thing going for you, man, which doesn't hurt at the box office.
Yeah.
It really doesn't, man. But it is actually a very, very good movie, man. And Will Packer has done a wonderful job with this, you know. So I wish you continued success, brother.
Wait,
man.
Wait, we got to ask him something first.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
up?
Is there any chance that you might play 007 in the next movie?
That's right.
Yeah, we've been talking about that.
You know what? If I'm really honest with you, no. There's no chance of that. I mean, it's a big rumor. Yeah, it's a rumor that I have to say, you know, it's not a bad rumor to have, but you know, it really isn't. There's no truth to it whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know, let's just see. You know that saying, you know, from your mouth to God's ears.
Right.
Let's just see what happens. You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I want to play a naked 007.
Oh, hit my
Idris,
it's always great talking with you, brother. Yeah. Man, I remember that years and years ago we were in Miami. We went out drinking. You were a gentleman then. You're still a gentleman, man, and hadn't gotten all to your head. And it's a good thing, man, because you can continue to soar, man, as an actor, man. And everybody, you need to go see No Good Deeds, the number one No Good Deed, the number one movie in the country, man. And it's really great to see our folks up there on the
yes,
screen doing
sir.
The thing. All right, Idris, you take care of yourself,
great
brother.
Great to see you guys.
All right,
thank
man.
You guys. Thanks so much. Right. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.